First, Wisconsin has held two elections amid the public health emergency caused by COVID-19. Voting absentee through the mail has increased. That trend is predicted to hold up for November's presidential election. Recent polling shows a partisan divide between Wisconsinites who plan to vote by mail and those who plan to vote at their polling place. Our next guest has been exploring the impact that partisan voting methods could have on our elections. Craig Gilbert is Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's covered presidential elections and Wisconsin's role as a swing state. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's nice to be with you.
Let's start with those polls. What are they telling us about who plans to vote by mail versus going in to vote in person?
So there's been lots of polling, both in Wisconsin and nationally, that points to the fact that Democrats are much more likely than Republicans to say they intend to vote by mail, and Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to say they plan to vote in person on Election Day at the polls. One way this translates is that we saw in a recent Wisconsin poll done by the Marquette Law School that among the people who planned to vote by mail, Joe Biden was leading Donald Trump by 67 points. But among the people planning to vote in person on Election Day, Donald Trump was leading Joe Biden by 41 points. So you can imagine how odd it is and a little unsettling to think about, two very different blocks of voters, using very different methods to vote when there are all sorts of things that could happen between now and Election Day that could affect one or both of those methods of voting.
Let's get into that in just a bit. Let's talk about why. Why do we have such a partisan divide in how we're going to vote?
So this is clearly, responsive to the debate, the partisan debate we've been having. Some of this is sort of longstanding differences between the parties, and also, obviously, President Trump's rhetoric about mail voting, very critical. He talks about fraud. He questions the legitimacy. He said a lot of negative things about voting by mail, which may be, leading his supporters to say, hey, I'm not going to vote that way. Meanwhile, you've got Democrats who tend to register higher levels of concern about the pandemic, which would make them more anxious about voting in person and be more likely to see mail as an alternative. So all those things are kind of playing into it right now.
Some states already use mail-in ballots. This issue has made it already to the Democratic National Convention. Here's Mayor Jenny Wilson from Utah's Salt Lake County talking about mail-in voting during Tuesday's roll call of the Democratic National Convention.
Here in Utah, we've had mail-in voting for years. If you're registered to vote, you automatically get sent a ballot. It's fast, it's reliable, and it's easy for everyone to participate. In 2016, we had turnout well over 80%, and this year we're expecting even higher. That's why Democrats and Republicans here in Utah agree. Mail-in voting strengthens our democracy.
A Democrat there, but one in a Republican state that's embraced mail-in voting. And you write, Craig, that some Republicans around the country, I think here in Wisconsin as well, are a little worried about President Trump's opposition to mail-in voting, maybe suppressing Republican turnout by mail.
Yeah, Republican voters are getting a lot of mixed signals. I mean, the Republican Party of Wisconsin is promoting absentee voting by mail. I mean, they've always had programs for that. And they are going to be sending ballot applications to some of their voters. They've already started doing that. But meanwhile, you've got President Trump saying negative things. And sometimes he just issues blanket statements about voting by mail. And sometimes he makes this distinction between these kind of institutionalized, 95% mail-in vote systems like you have in Utah and in the Pacific Northwest, and states like Wisconsin, where you can vote absentee by mail, and you still have to, go through a lot of steps to do that. People are getting mixed messages, particularly in the Republican Party, about voting by mail. And so some Republicans are kind of worried that if that depresses the use of the mail ballot among their side, it sort of removes one way of getting people's votes in. And if people in the pandemic are scared about going to the polls and they don't have the option of mail, then they're not going to end up voting.
Talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a partisan divide over how people say they are planning to vote in November. Democrats more by mail, Republicans more in person, and what impact that could have on the election. All right, Craig, let's talk about some scenarios where something bad happens election-wise and it hurts one side or the other. What are some of the possibilities out there?
Well, so one possibility is that, you know, there are problems with the post office, and we've been reading about potential problems with the post office, and this is making Democrats very nervous. So if you have Democrats disproportionately trying to vote through the mail, and the mail, you know, there's a slowdown, and, you know, they don't get their ballot applications in time. They don't get their ballots in time after sending away for their ballots. They don't get their ballots back in time. So that's a very bad scenario for Democrats. There's also, you know, traditionally a slightly higher rejection rate for mail ballots. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. I mean, in Wisconsin, you have to have a witness for your signature. You know, they have to provide their signature. There's a lot of little boxes you have to check. And if you don't do them all, you know, that can result in an invalid ballot. On the other side, the kind of, I guess, one of the nightmare scenarios for Republicans is that, you know, Republicans overwhelmingly eschew the mail ballot and decide to vote in person at the polls. And then we have like a big wave of COVID cases in the weeks before the election. And suddenly, you know, voting at the polls is really scary, and it depresses the turnout rate for in-person election day voting. And that might have a depressive effect on the Republican vote. So it's a weird situation because up until now in Wisconsin, you haven't had this anything like this partisan dichotomy because not very many people voted by mail. And there was the option to vote absentee in person in the weeks leading up to the election. And Democrats have made use of that more than Republicans, but it didn't have the implications that this situation we're in now has.
Now, let's suppose everything goes just peachy, but Election Day is going to look maybe kind of different than we're used to. What could be the shape as votes come in and get tallied in different orders than they used to?
So we don't know what election night is going to look like for a variety of reasons. So one possibility is that the it takes longer to count the mail votes than the in-person votes. You do have to go through extra steps. I mean, the votes end up getting fed into the same machines, but you have to open an envelope. If you're counting these ballots, you have to verify the, you know, what's on the outside of the envelope in terms of signatures. So one issue is whether right now under state law, election clerks are not allowed to start processing, you know, these mail ballots to see whether they're valid or not, not counting them, but just start processing them before Election Day. So there's an effort, and this is a subject of litigation, to allow clerks to start processing the ballots. Again, not counting them, but processing them before Election Day to avoid these scenarios of counts taking a long time. Another scenario is for just, you know, mail ballots arriving after Election Day. And again, under state law, they have to arrive by Election Day. But we saw in the April election, a judge said, hey, wait a minute, that's not enough time. And he allowed ballots to be counted after Election Day, which resulted in a count that took place almost a week after Election Day. So a lot of these things are being fought over in court, in federal court right now. So we don't have the answer to that question because we don't know exactly how the system is going to work. We don't know what the rules are going to be. So we don't know whether we're going to have a result in Wisconsin on election night, at midnight, at 3 o'clock in the morning, or in the days that follow.
Craig Gilbert is with us, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's here with us to talk about the partisan divide over the way we vote, absentee or at a polling place. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you plan to vote in November? Have you embraced voting by mail in this weird year? Are you concerned about the Postal Service's ability to support absentee voting? Do you feel safe going into a polling place? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Craig Gilbert. He covers national politics at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're talking about The polling and election data that shows a partisan divide in the ways we cast our ballots in person versus mail. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you changed or thought about changing how you vote during the pandemic? What challenges have you faced in maybe Wisconsin's primaries this year? How do you feel about having more access to mail-in voting? Call 800-642-1234. Craig, before we go to our callers, another thing on the whole calling it on election night. Partly it'll be delayed maybe by mail-in ballots, but also, as I understand it, when AP calls elections, they're relying on exit poll data, where they're asking people, who'd you just vote for? If a non-representative sample is doing it by mail instead, that's going to make that a lot harder to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to use exit polls the way we've been using them when most of the votes are coming in by mail. So, you know, you'd really have to be relying more on kind of traditional polling. And so that's a big question mark. And the other thing that we haven't talked about fully is just the implications of a count that takes several days. Scholars who've studied this have labeled something called the blue shift, where because if Democrats are more likely to vote by mail and those votes take longer to count, the results could become sort of be better and better for the Democrats the more ballots are counted. And the question is how that looks to Republicans if they're winning on election night, but after three or four more days, they're losing, and whether that sort of feeds into a debate, a partisan debate about the legitimacy of the election or not.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Joanne is with us in Stoughton. Joanne, hi.
Hi. My thoughts on the whole absentee mail-in versus whatever. My plan is I already am getting my absentee ballot, and I am going to actually take it to my city drop-off. And then I don't even have to worry whether the post office is going to delay anything. So I'm not sure why people aren't discussing that even a little bit more.
Joanne, thanks a lot for the call. Craig, talk about that in-person absentee voting. You touched on that briefly earlier.
Yeah, this is actually starting to get a lot of discussion. So when I mentioned in-person absentee voting earlier, I was talking about people who actually literally go into City Hall in the 2 weeks before the election and vote early. But here we have a situation where voters can, you know, send away for their ballot, they get their ballot, they fill it out, and then instead of mailing it back, if they really want to be certain ahead of the election, they can deliver it in person to their city. And they don't have to worry about whether, you know, it got there through the mail or not, or whether it's going to get there on time. And then it's held at City Hall or by the election clerks until it's counted on election night. So that is, I've heard a number of people talk about this. I mean, it's one way of voting, I think, that gives people some comfort because it eliminates kind of one of the intermediate steps.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to Kaylee now in Brookfield. Kaylee, hi.
Hello.
What'd you want to bring up?
Yeah, so my question was, I guess, kind of piggybacking off of the previous caller's question or statement of bringing her ballot to the clerk treasurer's office. And I have taken advantage of the mail-in voting for a couple of years now, but if I wanted to make sure that my ballot was counted, is there a way that I can check that? Or where would I go to find out to make sure that my vote counted?
Well, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can give you a great answer to that. I mean, I think, you know, obviously, if you're voting the traditional way and going in on election day or ahead of election day and using a machine, you know, you can feed your ballot into that machine or depending on what kind of voting system is used. And you have that certainty and peace of mind. I think if you're delivering your ballot in person, then that gives you some certainty. If you're mailing your ballot in, I know that there are going to be, you know, there's coding with these ballots this time, barcodes. And so that does give, that does provide an ability to track ballots. But I don't know whether, you know, voters have the ability, you know, individually to, you know, kind of verify whether their ballot has been counted or not.
Yeah, I think you can go online after it has been counted, but that doesn't really help because that's after Election Day. You can't go back and fix anything then. Yeah, interesting. Thank you for that question. And we're going to we'll be doing a segment or two on Central Time between now and Election Day with a lot of the nuts and bolts of the various ways of voting. Thanks for that call. Tom joins us next in Madison. Tom, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to ask about, Tom?
Yes, it appears to me that Wisconsin's absentee voting system is has got some voter suppression in it. You have to have a signature from a witness. Some people live alone and they can't get, you know, they have to go find somebody to sign it for them. Also, it requires a photo ID. Now, some people can't don't have cell phones and can't upload it to their computer and upload it to the clerk, or they have to go get a passport photo to staple to their application. And what are they going to do with a photo ID if nobody will see me when my vote is cast?
Interesting. Photo ID for voting by mail, Craig.
Yeah, so these are all issues that are actually being debated in court. I mean, Wisconsin does have a voter ID law that was implemented by Republicans under the previous governor, and this is part of that law. And yes, you do have to get a witness to your vote if you're voting absentee. And yes, some people have posed the question, well, you know, in the pandemic, that's not such an easy thing to do. So there are people, you know, are litigating this in court about whether there could be some relief from that requirement. There are contingencies in the law for people who have particular issues for them to get waivers of some of these mandates. But there's sort of fights over how liberally those waivers should be granted. I mean, everything you can imagine about this system is not only sort of a subject of partisan debate, but it's a subject of litigation. And so, again, it's the landscape is shifting, and we don't know exactly what it's going to look like right now, what it's going to look like in November.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a partisan divide over mail-in versus in-person voting. Back to your calls. Jerry is with us in Milwaukee. Jerry, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Jerry?
Well, the fact is I will, for the second time in my life, will do mail-in voting. I have voted all my life in person, but because of the situation with the virus, I will not do that. I, in fact, am also a poll worker, and I've been a poll worker for about 5 years, and I will not be doing that either. And the simple reason is I don't want to risk my health for voting. Although I think it's very important, I will not do that.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the call. That is an issue. Jerry's role as a poll worker there, that has been a big factor in Wisconsin this year, Craig.
Yeah, there was obviously a big shortage in some places of poll workers in April. There's sort of the issue of the use of the National Guard to fill that gap. There's a call out for volunteers, but you know, poll workers have traditionally been you know, people who are older, and in some cases these are people that have a higher risk, and so this is a big concern when it comes to making the in-person, the traditional, you know, Election Day voting system work. You know, the caller who said they'd never voted by mail before, I mean, traditionally, this represented about 5 or 6% of the Wisconsin vote, absentee mail ballots. I mean, hardly anybody did it. But in the April election, it was about almost 2/3 of the vote. So, you know, we're looking at just sort of a radical transformation in how people vote on the fly, particularly April on the fly. I mean, the one thing, you know, kind of, you know, ray of hope here is that at least in November, people have more time to prepare for this, but they're also going to have to prepare for, you know, a much higher volume of voting in a presidential election, which is going to stress the system.
Thanks for that call, Jerry. Willem joins us in Colfax now for our last minute or so. Willem, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make the comment about the president's statements about universal mail-in voting will be fraudulent. There's no such thing as universal mail-in voting. We don't have a federal vote. Each state determines how they vote, whether they vote by mail. Some states don't allow it. Some states have done it for decades. So he says something like this, and then it gets picked up all the time, universal mail-in balloting. There's no such thing as universal mail-in balloting.
Thanks for the call, and it is a patchwork around the country, Craig.
Yeah, and so some states, you know, overwhelmingly use mail-in voting, like Utah. One interesting wrinkle is that, you know, if you look at the battleground states and the states that are overwhelmingly going to determine the Electoral College winner, I mean, basically none of them use universal mail-in voting. I mean, they're typically states like Wisconsin where they provide for the possibility of no excuse absentee voting through the mail, but it typically hasn't been the backbone of the system. So the kinds of voting systems that President Trump has been complaining about the most are by and large voting systems that are used in states that aren't really contested in this presidential election.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Anytime.
Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us for a look at the partisan divide over voting by mail versus voting in person.